This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, happy Valentine's Day to you. Should we make more of this than we have? Maybe later on in the hour we can make more of it. But I wish happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Everybody should be in love at least one moment of their life. They really, love is a wonderful. I was listening. I just posted the from Lake. We went across Lake Placid on Saturday. I went up to northern Vermont to go across to northern New York to pick up a couple of pieces of equipment for the farm. And I went unknowing when I left the house at 7 o'clock Saturday morning, it was 50 degrees and the sun was out. By the time I got up to where I was going, it was just about dark, 15 degrees and snowing like you wouldn't believe. And so to get across Lake Placid instead of driving all the way to the north and then coming back down again, there's a ferry that goes across from the New York side to the, I mean, from the Vermont side to the New York side. So I decided, I went to the lady at the window and I said, can you take a truck and a trailer? And she said, oh, yeah. So I drove the truck. Daisy's looking around. She's not impressed.
So after the frozen lake rescue, how did it go?
Yeah. So if you look at the picture, the video of it, that Jay just posted at the DJV show, it's on my Facebook.com/DougStefan Facebook page as well. You see the truck. They put me at the front of the. This is an icebreaker and a ferry together. So they put me on the front. So it looks like my truck is driving across. Doesn't it, Jay? It looks like I'm driving across.
It looks like you're straight up flying over like broken ice.
Yeah.
It is so
right.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyway, it was kind
is
of.
Is this on Instagram too? Because, you know, I'm not on the Facebook.
Well, Jay can point.
Yeah, it's about to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so that's that story. And I was close to the Canadian border, and I was wondering about the truckers. Apparently, a bunch of arrests were made by people yesterday. The Freedom Convoy demonstration that blocked the border crossings. How many people were arrested? They were charged with mischief.
I think a dozen.
Really? Yeah. So what did they prove? They got a lot of attention, but what
they're
actually
still out there. They're
did
still
they prove?
There.
Yeah.
The police just arrested some of the protesters.
They cleared them
from
away
the
though because they opened it up last night. The border's open now.
Yeah, they had started to filter across the border, so they moved some people. But they're still out there, and they made a deal, I guess, to go out of private neighborhoods and just be in public spaces because one of the complaints is that trucks can be awfully noisy when they want to beat their horn. Mm. And so they were upset. Some of the residents were upset.
Well, what are they? They're like protesting the vaccine
mandates. It's just so stupid. I mean, I don't know why they can't. They want to meet with Trudeau, and I think that they should, because here's the deal. They're in their cabs by themselves or at the very most with one other person. Mm-hmm. Why the change? It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Makes no
following
sense.
The science,
yeah,
they're quarantining by nature in their truck.
In the truck, right. Yep, I'm with you, Jen, 100% on this. All right, one of the things I was listening to on Sirius is I listened across to some of the news because you can't really get up in northern Vermont. You're not getting a lot of good radio connections. There was an FM station that I was on. I'm not sure that I may still be on it. I don't know. We may still be on it. But the point is I was listening to the discussion of troop movement. Remember last Wednesday I said, according to an astrologer, this is going to heat up the 11th and the 12th. And
yeah, what was supposed to happen on the 11th?
Russia
was supposed to invade Ukraine.
Invade Ukraine, right, exactly. And apparently they came pretty close to it. Well, whether Biden's call to Putin put him off for a little bit or not, that was on Saturday. He called him from Camp David. They talked for an hour or so, but there still is troop movement, right? It doesn't look like they're running away.
I think what seems to be working. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't think that the call yielded any results or any change. But what seems to be interesting is the fact that we're releasing a lot of classified information so that people in Ukraine can see what Russia's up to. And I didn't realize, but I guess Kennedy did this during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Right.
And so it's kind of like, it's rare to release classified information, but it's at least allowing...
How do they do it on social media?
Social media, yeah.
American,
social media and,
what do they call it, Radio Free Europe or whatever it is.
Yeah, however they're doing it, that's the plan, which obviously is pissing off Russia and Putin.
This is why, well, and also Ukraine. So this is actually, just to piggyback on what you said, I was going to say the most interesting part of all of this is the messaging out of Ukraine. Now, obviously, they don't want panic in the streets, but Ukraine seems to think that this is being overblown and that Putin's not coming into their country. And so they even invited, over the weekend, they were talking with Biden, and they invited him to come to Kiev this week. Come for a visit and see how it's going.
Yeah. There you go.
So it's just, it's odd to me. I mean, I saw, and I don't know if I told you guys this or not, but it's striking me as strange, because last week I saw one of, like, the, you know, the man on the street interviews with someone in Ukraine who said, it's 2022. There's no way Russia's going to invade us. So I don't know what
are
kind
they
of
plants?
Invasion. It's odd, remember, right? It's weird. Yeah.
I remember flying into Kiev and thinking, because Chernobyl's only like 35 miles from there. And I was in the first American mission in 1996 to go over there when Gorbachev, you know, basically changed things around and got rid of the old Soviet Union. But the reason I'm bringing this up, the striking similarities between Kiev and Moscow. And then, you know, you go up to St. Petersburg and it's like a different world. But Kiev is a dirty, you know, unkempt place. But that's not what they want. They want the Crimea. That's what they're really trying. And I thought that they grabbed the Crimea a couple of 4 or 5 years ago. Didn't they? Wasn't there? Didn't Putin? They all the Russian bigwigs like the vacation on the Crimea. Huh?
Was that under Trump or Obama? I don't remember.
It was under Obama. Obama because he got hit for just sending like meals when then Trump came into office and sent them weapons and stuff so they could defend themselves. And then Putin was backed off again. Now he's back in that same area again. In the last year, he moved back into that area. And so now the end goal is what, you know, like what's next for them. And I really think that it's less about a land grab because I think we've talked about this, Doug, and I think you agree. They want Ukraine to still exist. They want the economy to still be good in Ukraine. They don't want to kill the whole country. Yeah. It's the fact that they want to not have Ukraine in NATO, which is what this is all about. Ukraine wants to be a member of NATO.
Yeah.
And they want to get a pro-Russian guy into the top office in Ukraine. Right now they've got President Zelensky, who is not pro-Putin, and so they want to knock him out. So I really think you're going to see them try to annex and try to switch out the leadership of Ukraine. That's what I think Russia is going to try to do with all of this, with their military.
Meanwhile, over the weekend, Biden proposed a pathway for releasing $3.5 billion in frozen Afghani reserve funds, money in the United States, to be used for humanitarian assistance, not only in Afghanistan, but to help families of 9/11.
9/11 victims. This went over real big in New York because a lot of the families are still waiting to get their money. They have successfully sued the Afghanistan government and the Taliban, but obviously you can't recoup that money. So by Biden releasing this, I think this is a good thing. He's been on the hook with 9/11 families, though. He made promises that he was going to release all of the paperwork. He released, I think, most of it. Some of it, I guess, is still classified, but essentially,
Taliban had the balsam to say we need that money should come to us.
Of course, they said that.
Huh?
Of course they did. What else are they going to say?
Okay. Well, so what is going to prevent them from grabbing it if we give it to Afghanistanis to help them out? No, but if send money over to help the Afghanistanis, how do we know the Taliban is not going to grab it?
Well, humanitarian aid, so it would not be
you
in the form of cash.
You think they give a damn whether it's a...
No. What I'm saying is, like, it's not going to be in the form of cash. It's going to be in the form of, you know, funding schools and things like that.
Okay, as long as not clothing and food.
Supplies.
They'll steal that stuff, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Lindsey Graham and James Clyburn are agreeing on a nominee for the Supreme Court.
The world's about to explode. The two of them agree on something.
These two guys?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. J. Michelle Childs. Now, who's she? I don't know anything about her. It's the first time
we talked about her last week. Yeah, we talked about her a little bit. Lindsey Graham. Yeah, Lindsey Graham. Actually, I think it was the day you weren't here, now that I think about it. Okay. Yeah, Lindsey Graham is a big fan of hers. He thinks that she's very fair-minded. He thinks that she would get all the Republican votes that she would need. He likes the fact, and he's been saying this numerous times, she did not go to Harvard or Yale, which is pretty much all of the Supreme Court. She went to the University of South Carolina. I agree with him, which also means the world is ending, but I agree with him that I think that there needs to be more, not just racial diversity, but I think educational diversity is important.
Yeah, there's snobs. There's
and I think
of snobs. Yeah,
yeah, I agree with him, and apparently James Clyburn also really likes her. She's got a solid record, and so who knows? She's on the top list. I mean, she's on the short list, yeah.
We'll see. This is a way... But maybe Biden is smart. He knew before he did this, or somebody around him said, hey, grab this woman, because
Lindsey Graham
is on
the Senate Judiciary Committee.
And also, one thing that's very fair about Lindsey Graham, and this was not extended to President Trump by any Democrat. I think maybe Joe Manchin was the only one who voted one time for a Trump nominee, but most Democrats just shut down Trump nominees, whether they were great and most qualified or not. Lindsey Graham is not like that. Yeah. Lindsey Graham is actually, he voted for all of Obama's nominees. Like, if they're not burning things down and have a criminal rap sheet, Lindsey Graham is pretty good about being consistent, and he brings people with him. So, I don't know. I think there, if you look at the list, this is the one that seems to stick out, that both Democrats and Republicans agree on, and you need them, because with everything so closely divided and split, and you've got Lujan who's out, you can't just rely on your Democrats. You're going to need a few.
He'll be back in time to vote, though, but still, you don't want it to be close. You want it to
I want Kamala Harris. Let's get her out.
Stop.
All right. Speaking of ladies of color, Mary J. Blige. I got a lot of benefits from being in the artists at the halftime show. She wasn't. I was looking at some video during one of the newscasts. She just didn't look like she fit. The rest of them are rappers. I understand. I mean, I get it.
Mary J is like the queen.
Mary J is
one
legend.
Of the queens of, of hip hop. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
there's no one bigger than Mary J in the hip hop world for females.
She's in that TV show that's on. I think it's on Starz called Power.
Yes. She's been in a lot of movies too. She was nominated for a Golden Globe or even maybe an Oscar for the supporting actress in the last couple years. Yeah.
Yeah. She plays a toughie in that show, I'll tell you that. Okay, so we've worked through a lot of things here. It's 18 after the hour.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I love that. Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when the white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, I like that. Do you like that music? That's very good. All right, great intro into our segment every single day, every single hour. As a matter of fact, you were just commenting, Jan, how quickly the program is going today. I find it goes very quickly every day. We start and then we're finished and we're inspired and, well, okay, so what's next, kind of. And so when we, you know, I just think that there's so much going on every day. There's so many interesting things going on to talk about. It just is cool. It's a cool place to be. And I feel very fortunate that we have the ability to communicate with so many people and spend time with them every day. So I say thank you to all those of you who are followers of fashion. You either listen to the DJV download every day or you listen to the program itself at djvshow.com. When we're not on the air on all these fabulous radio stations that carry the program, it's just kind of a cool thing. And I say thank you to all of you. All right, so what are we focused on here? The next item of interest is something that sort of will... I looked at this and I thought to myself, she's already gone. We're going to talk about Wendy Williams in a moment.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Take Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Okay, let's get to Wendy Williams here, Jay, and what's going on with her. She's off her television program. She's been in a wheelchair. She seems not herself. So what really is going on here?
Well, she's definitely battling some health things, but now she has to battle her own bank, who has frozen all of her accounts. She's demanding access. Now, in Wells Fargo, freezing all of her accounts, she's falling behind on bills. She has people on payroll that are not able to be paid, and this all stems from what Wendy Williams is claiming to be a former employee, who is now a disgruntled former employee, who was fired because they weren't really doing their job with their business accounts. And apparently this person went to Wells Fargo and was like, she's not of sound mind. So Wells Fargo took it amongst themselves to be like, well, she should probably be in a conservatorship. Let's freeze all of her assets. Like, how do they have the authority? Yeah, how is this their decision to be made?
They're trouble with banks, concentration of wealth and power in these huge banks. That's why I do business with a little bank that has three offices and that's it. I don't want somebody telling me what I can do with my money. It's my money. It's not your money. It's my money. I would think they'd be opened up for a hell of a lawsuit. Wells Fargo has always been an awful Chase. They're all, well, some of them aren't as bad as others, but Wells Fargo is probably number one in being a horror show. You should get Jennifer to tell you sometime about the dealing with them where they had their company account, you know, the company she and her dad runs at Wells Fargo. Nightmare City, all the time. 28 past the hour on the Monday program.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Valentine's Day savings. You know, there's nothing I love more than a good deal.
You mean like 60% off jewelry, 25% off pajamas, and 25% off Hoola Burra throws and pillows?
I just may have to treat myself this year.
Did I mention you can get an extra 15, 20, or even 30% off with a Kohl's card? And earn Kohl's cash?
Okay, now that I'll take over candy and flowers any day.
Select styles, 15% offer ends February 14th. Hoola Burra by UGG, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Security Advisor in the Biden administration, Jake Sullivan, has been named as one of three in the Hillary Clinton campaign that falsified documents and created the Russia collusion hoax. That hoax by Democrats enabled mainstream media to attack President Trump for years. The president in late 2017.
When you look at the Hillary Clinton investigation, it was, I've been saying it for a long time. That was a rigged system, folks. That was a rigged system.
Hours after Canadian police removed protesters camped nearly a week near the Ambassador Bridge has reopened. The Detroit International Bridge Company said the action follows a state of emergency declared in Ontario, Canada, and an injunction granted by an Ontario judge, which took effect Friday. The convoy of trucks blocking passage were protesting mandates by the government in Canada. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
In light of a Biden administration official being identified as one of the architects of the Russia collusion hoax, GOP Congressman Jim Jordan, a Republican from Ohio, told One America News that the alleged surveillance of a House lawmaker's office by Capitol Police is particularly frightening and dangerous.
Well, I do think it's a dangerous threat. It's a weaponization of government against people who you disagree with politically. And it's not supposed to operate that way in the country. It's supposed to be equal treatment under the law. It's supposed to be respect for the First Amendment, but it all flows out of this attack on our liberties, this cancel culture mindset, which basically says now, if you don't agree with me, this is the left's position now, if you don't agree with me, you're not allowed to talk. And if you try, we're going to call you names and we're going to try to cancel you. And if you try enough, the government might even use the government to go against you. And that is what's particularly frightening, particularly now when we just learned that the FBI has purchased this new Pegasus spyware spying technology. This is dangerous. I mean, this is the ability to use this technology and to see everyone that you're talking to and texting and listen to you on your phone device is frightening stuff. I mean, imagine if Peter Strzok had that capability a few years ago. What would he have done when he was trying to get Donald Trump? I mean, so that to me is a real concern.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Like no promo.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Carrasco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative bags. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Valentine's Day from the DJV gang. How do you do? Victoria Keenan is here to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. This is Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Yep, happy Valentine's Day. I wish you all people, women, men, a lifetime filled with love. It's nothing short of amazing when you love, love, love somebody. And I hope that most of you, I felt that way, even though, and I've said that, I haven't been shy about talking about relationship that I had for 7 years that was, as Victoria's happy to, she thought it was full of a lot of drama. It was full of crazy drama, but
you just deserve a lot more than that. That's all. I'm not coming from a place of judgment. It was really all of us just came from a place of love. We just wanted more for you.
I know you did, and I appreciate that, and I love you for that. And so there's a different kind of love, but we certainly here share a great love of each other. And I think, is that part of Valentine's Day? Does it have to be a male-female thing? Can it be we love our dogs? I love
my
Daisy.
It's a day of love.
Daisy.
I think that's why.
Love in general.
That's why I don't, like, some people, they're like, oh, it's a Hallmark, you know, holiday, and it's corporate and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, you can also just make it about love.
Yeah,
just who you love and tell someone you love them. That's free.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
What's your ideal Valentine's Day date? Was it served? We ought to ask that again this year and see how it changes. Do you mind doing that, Jay, on our social media? What's your ideal Valentine's date? Is it dinner and a movie? I went to see that J-Lo movie last night. I think I might go to the movies again tonight. It's snowing here, so I can find a couple of hours.
Just keep your answers family
friendly. Yeah, okay, yes, please. A beautiful walk outdoors, that's a suggestion that some people have talked about. Fancy dinner for two people.
A lot of people like to stay in together and cook together.
Massage. Yeah, right. Do something adventurous. That's kind of cool. 15% of Americans would rather get diamonds than chocolate.
Duh.
Not me. I don't know. I'd rather get chocolate any day, frankly. Let's see. This was last year's survey. 10% said they were single and they love being single. I kind of am that way. I would like to have a great relationship that wasn't dependent on me having to be there, you know, all the time. I think that's a, you know, you get to a certain point and you just, you don't need to be around somebody all the time.
Well, you're busy, you travel a lot. So, yeah, it would be nice for you to have someone, you know, that when you both could fit it into your schedules, you can hang out and have fun and laugh.
Travel.
And,
yeah. All right. 3% of Americans say they're going on a Tinder date for Valentine's Day.
Ooh, the Tinder swindler. Watch that before you go on your date.
All right, so what do they get when they look at the Tinder swindler? That's the TV show. You have been talking about that.
Yeah, it's a documentary. Oh, it's this guy from Israel. And I don't want to give away too much because it twists and turns. It's incredible. But this guy basically duped many, many women and met them all on Tinder. And so it's unbelievable what he gets away with.
Like, really?
Lewis and I watched it this weekend, and for 90 minutes we just kept looking at each other like, how is this possible? It's unbelievable.
How are people that gullible, you mean?
Well, yes, but how can someone be that diabolical?
Oh, bad, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy, yep.
Yeah. 64% of men say they don't make plans in advance for a romantic Valentine's
Day. What a shock.
Excuse me. Valentine's Day this year, 1 billion cards have been purchased. How about that? 36 billion dollars spent on chocolate? Nah, that has to be a million, right? Is that, can you possibly spend? I went by a chocolate store and I wanted to stop. Last night, yesterday afternoon, coming back from Vermont, the Vermont Chocolate Factory, and the place was, couldn't have found a place to park my truck because they have a long trailer on it. I slowly went by it. And I thought, can I park across the street and go over? But there was...
I will risk running through traffic to get chocolate.
Yes, to go over
That's
and get
message
some chocolate.
You're sending.
Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, okay, let's see. What other things do we have here about the majority and minority? 76% of married people make it a point to kiss their spouse every day before they leave the home. So when do you kiss Ryan? Because you don't leave the house, Jay. When do you kiss him?
I don't, but he does.
He kisses you? Or before
no, I mean the house.
Yeah. Right. Well, I see.
Oh, is he back in the studio now? He's no longer working from home?
No, but he runs my errands.
Oh. Okay.
Life has to happen still.
Life still happens. So, I guess...
He gets me Starbucks in the morning. He knows what I like.
It's very sweet. The things that are important for Valentine's Day, it seems to me, thinking about what it is that, maybe we even ask this question. What is love to you in a sentence? Can you explain what love is in a sentence? Children would have wonderful things to say. If you ask, if you were teaching youngsters in the elementary grades, let's say, what is love? I'd love to see the answers to that question with youngsters. Then there's this, there's always the discussion at Valentine's Day, and congratulations to Phil McGeehan, who got engaged to his sweetheart last night. What's the proper age to get married? Phil is, what, 50-something? That's probably the right age to get married. How old were you when you got married, Jay?
28.
It's almost acceptable. Victoria, you were in your 30s when you had that wedding that I didn't get invited to.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Phil, you better invite Doug, because you'll never hear the end of it if you don't.
Why does love happen? There's a philosopher who asks this question. Why does love happen between two particular people? How is it that you find yourself attracted to somebody? And I would send you to my astrologer for that. But, you know, thinking about it, not necessarily superficially, but physical, obviously, is chemistry. Otherwise, if you have no chemistry, forget it. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, you need those pheromones.
You got to have it. Yeah, actually, you do. You got to have the physical connection. Or it's wasted, awful waste of time. Anyway, at what point did
you laugh?
Yeah. Jay, did you kiss Ryan on your first date?
No, we never really had.
Well, you were friends.
We didn't have a normal relationship. Yeah, he was my best friend. He was the only boy that my parents even allowed in my bedroom.
When
we got together, it was kind of like we just jumped into.
You guys are a rom com. Wow.
Love our story. I will say that. I love our story.
Sweet. Nice. All right, so what about you, Victoria? When was the first time you kissed Lewis? Come on. First date? Come on.
It was kind of not like Ryan and Jay, but we were friends. We all worked together at SiriusXM, and so we all hung out in a big group all the time. So, and it was kind of like a doink circle for a while. So everybody kind of was hooking up. You know, everyone just kind of casually is hooking up with people, and everyone's friends, and, you know, with benefits or whatever. And so, and then I went, and I was in a different relationship for a while, and then Lewis and I ran into each other again. We hadn't seen each other in probably 3 years. And then we started hanging out in another group. And then, that was kind of it.
Yeah. The personal quality, did you actually think about it, Ryan and Victoria? This is food for thought for everybody listening right now. Did you think about what it was? Did you consciously think, because I've never done this, it just sort of happens with the people that I've been with, that this person checked off the boxes? You know, what about the personal qualities of this person? Does he like children? Does she get along well with her parents? You know, whatever it is. Or
that
just
comes
kind
later,
of,
though, don't you think? Like, at first, you're just kind of going on, oh, do I have fun with this person? And then, you know, then you start thinking later on, okay, would my family like him? Or, you know, would he get along with my brother? Like, these are all the things that I was thinking of, because my brother and I are really close. So I think that came later on, though. That wasn't, like, and I do know there are plenty of friends of mine, girlfriends of mine, who have, like, a checklist. And they won't even go on a first date, without.
Right.
And I'm just not like that. I just go more on instinct.
Yeah. So who's going to get breakfast in bed today? Even though you've been up.
We're already up.
3 or 4 hours. Go back to bed and have breakfast.
Do people eat breakfast still?
Yeah, I don't. Breakfast all through the program.
I think noon is my first meal pretty much every day.
I just saw a picture of somebody who embroidered I love you on her husband's pillowcase.
That's sweet.
That's sweet.
Yeah, right. You get somebody, you can find a radio station that actually has a live jock. You can call in and dedicate. That's what I used to do when I was playing music. I remember Valentine's Day in the year that I got married. I had just met Tony, and I was doing hamburger stuff on the air. And it was, it was similar.
Meaning cheesy, not actually doing
cheesy.
Anything with hamburgers.
It was cheesy. Right. Let's see here. How many people get gifts for others in their family beside their loved one, your partner? Do you give Valentine's Day gifts to parents, to friends,
don't, but I know a lot of people who do. Like, they send out Valentine's cards to people and give gifts and stuff, which I think is really sweet. I feel like, maybe I'm making this up, but I feel like Jen gives her mom a gift and her dad a gift. I'm not sure. Maybe in my mind she does, because she's very thoughtful like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, They're also, as people, this would have been the weekend if you were going to make a weekend of it. This was the weekend to do it, as Phil proved. And one wonders about the appropriate places. I saw a survey of where Americans make whoopee when they're out.
When they're out and about? Are we talking about public?
Well, I don't know about that. Speaking of public stuff, Johnny Depp has hired a new...
Love.
Yeah, right, exactly. Him
love gone
and
wrong.
Amber Heard. So who is this lawyer that everybody is talking about, Jay?
My Word document doesn't want to pull up, so I don't have her name in front of me.
Kathleen
right now.
Zellner.
Yeah,
the reason people would know her is from Making a Murderer, which is that series on Netflix about the guy who's been wrongfully imprisoned, and she's his lawyer trying to overturn that. Yeah. So it was surprising when Jay sent this news to us that Kathleen Zellner is now representing Johnny Depp.
Over 3 decades where she gets false, wrongly accused people out of their legal battles, and
there
she's went on to Johnny Depp.
Go get him, Johnny. It's 46 after the hour.
Anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Before Bamboo HR... feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service, like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Nothing strange. There's some good movies here. I never thought Ghostbusters was one of them, but I love the music from it. I'm probably the only one here in present company that could have cared less. Is that? I think that's not good English, Victoria, is it? I didn't care. It's better than I couldn't have cared less. I think that's a double negative. At any rate, the Ghostbusters movies are being celebrated because of the director, Ivan Reitman. Correct, Chucker?
Yes, and I was surprised when I woke up this morning, passed away at the age of 75 in his sleep, director of Ghostbusters, Twins, Kindergarten Cop, Dave.
Oh, he directed Dave?
Yeah,
oh,
I mean, no doubt.
Movies.
He was a staple in Hollywood. Pretty bummer of a way to wake up today.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so that's that. The movie box office totals over the weekend, I said on Friday, I figured Marry Me would be number one, was that right?
Here's the deal. Let me just briefly touch on this. Death on the Nile, number one, 12.8, right? Jackass Forever, 8.1, 37 million in 10 days. Marry Me, which is day-to-day, theaters and Peacock, 8 million. Spider-Man No Way Home, 7.1, holding up beautifully, that one. And Blacklight with Liam Neeson, newest B, low-budget actioner, 3.1 million.
That'll do well on streaming services. That's where that movie is.
Here's another one. No movie nominated for Best Picture grossed over $1 million at the box office this weekend. Yeah, the most was...
Who cares about the Oscars? Who cares?
But here's my point. The industry and I said this, and it really bugs me, they have purposely conditioned people to only go to movies if it's Spider-Man, massive popcorn movie, $200 million plus, anything serious, anything character-driven. People are now conditioned not to go to the movies, and that's either the way they want it, but that's the way they have gotten it. I watched Marry Me on Peacock because it was available. What do you think, Doug? You went to the theater. Tell me.
I liked it. I thought it was a nice... I liked Jennifer Lopez anyway. I don't usually like Owen Wilson. I liked him in this role. I thought it was a sweet story. It kind of made me think about... I was looking at Owen Wilson and thinking of Ben Affleck as I was looking at him.
Really?
I think she does... And it comes across, it just, you know, there's just, it's a warm kind of a great way to spend a couple of hours. I went because the football game was on and I didn't give two hoots about the football game. So it was, the weather was awful and I went and I was the only person in the theater.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give Marry Me? Tell me.
Probably an 8.5.
All right. Victoria, tell me what you give it.
I would say solid 7. I'd like the plot to be a little bit thicker, but yeah, but it's cute.
That's a romance.
Here's what I give it. I give it a 5.5 out of 10. I like the pairing. I've always been a big fan of Owen Wilson.
I like him in rom-coms,
appealing.
Yeah.
She's very appealing in the movie. This is what you call concept, good concept, but they needed another couple rewrites on that script. I'll tell you why. Because in any movie like that, like Owen Wilson has a daughter in the film, right? There's really not one scene between Jennifer Lopez and that young daughter together to bond them so the audience connects why she would go
well,
back.
At the end of the movie, there is. Toward the
yeah,
end.
There is. But like, did you feel at the end of the movie when she goes back, and it's not a spoiler because obviously it's pretty predictable, she goes back to Owen Wilson at the end, right? Like,
yeah.
It didn't feel to me like it was emotionally connective. Like I did like the pairing in the movie. It's a sweet movie. It's very watchable. I'm not saying it's bad, but it could have been better. That's my point. Here's the thing. It felt like content over a feature film, and that's what's going on with streaming. It's like they're making these movies quicker than they normally would make feature films because they need content, and to me that's problematic.
That's a really good observation because
in the industry.
When you think of like her other two biggest rom-coms are Made in Manhattan, with opposite Ralph Fiennes
and
The Wedding Planner,
and
those two movies were a lot better.
Much longer. I guarantee you the shoot was much longer, the creative process which was much longer, and the script was probably layered a lot better than this one. And that's what we're going to get a lot going forward.
Yeah.
One interesting thing during the Super Bowl, of all the trailers I watched, okay, this tells you where the industry is going to. Doctor Strange 2, Into the Multiverse of Madness, okay? In that trailer, there is a brief appearance by Patrick Stewart's Professor X from the X-Men movies, because 20th Century Fox was an X-Men property. Disney bought 20th Century Fox, so now they have the ability to take X-Men and bring it into Marvel, which is cool for the fans, but it goes to show you bigger, 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 and that's the way the industry is.
So you're maybe that's
big,
the Rams winning the Lombardi Trophy. Is that a Hollywood ending in Los Angeles for that team?
Yeah, sure it is.
I don't think anybody thought they were actually going to win, which sort of surprises a lot of people. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. It's the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.